And now, Public Access presents Men on Films.
Hello, I'm Blaine Edwards.
And I'm Antoine Merriweather.
And welcome to Men on Films. We're going to be reviewing the latest films
from a male point of view. First up is Dangerous Liaison, starring John Malkovich and Glenn Close. Mm. You know, John Malkovich is like every moviegoer's fantasy. I find myself just alone at night just thinking about his intensity.
Yeah.
What you think of Glenn Close?
Oh, I loved him. And I really have to admire the producers for daring to cast a man in that role. I mean, that really made the picture for me.
Hello? Glenn Close is a woman.
Clutch the pearls. What a sneaky thing to do.
Good, Will?
Yeah,
I think I'm on the right mic. Why did I never realize this mic is so GD short?
You're always standing
up. You usually don't sit over there.
Yeah.
What do I do?
You stand you up. Sit,
no, well, no, you sit over there, but I thought that mic was always on that corner.
They moved it. Something's been done.
How the hell could they move the pole, though? There's no way.
It looks
look. There's screw holes. You see that?
Yeah.
They unscrewed it.
Oh, the whole feng shui of this ass is just thrown, man. God damn, now I have to face you two? Ah, screwing me.
Yeah, what the hell? Yeah, look, they picked it up and moved it.
Ah, hell with that. Well, welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. I got the crew. I got my A crew here. Not going to lie. This is the preferred crew.
The first stringers.
Yeah. If anyone else is here, like, you're the first stringers, I'll say that to your face. But I don't mean it. These are the two I want. These are the people I want in my corner. I got Will.
Yo.
I got Kate.
Yeah.
Come on, Kate.
What?
Stop smiling. You got a bit of the round face going when you smile.
I know. I told you. I got a big moon pie face.
I don't think you can talk when you smile like that.
I can.
Really?
But people think I'm Chinese.
I thought your cheeks kind of moved over the mouth and sealed it shut.
She looks like the Eskimo cartoon character in a Pulp Fiction.
Oh, you crazy doggy!
I just need like a parka right around here, and I'm fine.
Is that a real cartoon? Like, does anyone know what that is?
It might have been Clutch Cargo. I don't know. There's a chance it was Clutch Cargo, man.
If it's Tarantino, it's got to be some like classic show he watched as a kid or something.
It could be made up too. Like, doesn't he do the Applejack cigarettes or something in each Tarantino? Just his made up brand.
Oh, green apples.
Green apples.
I just remember that from Pulp Fiction. What else is it in?
I'm pretty sure they smoke them in Reservoir Dogs. I could be wrong.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe it's some niche brand of cigarettes he smokes.
No. I'm 100% he made those up. Like, people have referenced the fact that he made those up.
Oh.
Yeah. But you can listen to the show live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard in the time of our Christ at www.scac.org/WEBR. What? What? Are you grimacing at the fact that I should have done this while I had a bed under me and I pulled down the bed like we're done and now it sounds like I'm a health video or something?
I just really like the fact that if I make a face, you'll just point out all sorts of things you've done wrong and I don't even have to think of anything.
I don't.
He's like that too.
Your face pierces me, like, that's why. It's just this crunkled, like, I'm taking a poo, giving birth face.
Oh, no, I think my poo face is more like a squinchy face.
Never again. Horrible. You can find us
take
on
a picture
Facebook. No. Papa's Basement. Tweet us at Papa's Basement. The website is inpapasbasement.com. It's got my writing. It's got show archives. And find us on iTunes. Just Google iTunes, Papa's Basement. Oh, this mic is killing
me. For money or free?
What do you think? Anything I do?
Google me for money, baby.
I don't know.
Yeah, no.
So you just put them up and the price is like 0.00.
Yeah, you just click and it streams to you. But hey, you know, I'm in the same place as Don Geronimo. He's giving his radio show away, so.
Why does iTunes? Well, I guess it's just traffic to their site. They don't care.
Yeah. It's just sucking people into iTunes, man.
Yeah.
I don't think they even host it. It's like it's just a link through iTunes that then, like, iTunes pings my site, and it's like, feed me a podcast. Someone wants it.
I don't know. I don't have iTunes, so.
You're lucky. Isn't it, like, the crappiest program ever made?
I hardly ever use it.
Yeah. I mean, it's awesome, and you should definitely drive up my iTunes ranking by going there.
Do you remember how lame Apple was when we were growing up?
It sucked.
It's like VH1. Do you remember how lame VH1 was when we were growing up?
Yeah, that was the bitch network.
The SE country, adult contemporary.
I hate you both because I love VH1 and I loved Apple, so.
Jesus.
I mean, I kind of liked it when I was a little kid because the Apple II GS had, like, oh God, what did we have in terms of games? What was fun?
Logo the Turtle?
God, what? You're right. That was it. You had to wait to the Mac to get the horrible black and white SimCity.
I don't even remember.
What, you don't remember Logo?
The only time I dealt with Apples as a kid was in school. It was effing Logo.
I only dealt with them in school, and I don't
that
remember
a horrible
Logo.
Horrible computer language.
Like, I think I remember.
Yeah, but you're
Carmen
older than
San
us,
Diego.
Right?
She's got a couple years on me, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, there's Carmen San Diego, and
it was just like an effing dot that moved across the screen or something.
Pretty much.
It was a turtle, and you gave it instructions.
No, Logo. I'm talking about Carmen San Diego. It's supposed to be out this woman lost.
Nah. Yeah, it's just pick her out of the other pixels. No, it wasn't like a Where's Waldo on the Apple. It was like little screens, and you answered.
I never played
questions.
It. I hated it. Like, the only goddamn thing I ever did was play Sim City, and I never built an effing city in my life. It was always just like Godzilla button, Godzilla button, earthquake, earthquake, earthquake.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
No.
Why is there an option to destroy your own city?
I don't know.
For people like John.
Yeah, and that's the only goddamn thing I ever did with it. It wasn't until years later where I built cities, and I felt like I was old then. Like, I was coming of age at 13.
On Super Nintendo?
Yes.
Yeah. Where you get the giant Mario statue if you get half a mil.
Oh, God, I forgot that.
I forget.
Yeah, if anyone ever remembers any old games, feel free to call in 703-560-TALK, 703-560-8255. But, yeah, I'm in a bad mood, or I was in a bad mood. Now, not so much. Don't cringe.
What happened to you?
I was eating one of those horrible Lean Cuisine pizzas that Mother is so prone to buy and stock their freezer with.
That ain't bad.
They give you like 5 pepperonis, dude.
Oh, it's Lean Cuisine, not fat butt cuisine.
You know, this protein, though. It's a protein source.
Not really.
It's a fat source.
Nitrates aren't good.
You can lie to yourself all you want, but it is a fat source.
It's not made out of a cracker painted red. It's a damn pepperoni.
No, crackers would be carbs. It's fat.
Like, the cheese is probably where most of the protein comes from, not the pepperoni.
All I know is you got, like, 5 goddamn pepperonis on it, and I'm walking around eating it because I'm trying not to eat it in the studio and be, like, a good guy. And I'm pacing in the damn little kitchenette we have in the station here.
And you dropped it.
Yeah, one of the 5. And it just goes down the
It's just a pepperoni. I thought you were going to say you dropped the pizza.
No, just the pepperoni.
No, he's broken up that 20% of his pepperonis hit the floor.
I lost, 20%. Man. It was like the Holocaust.
You still got the juice. That's the important
part. It like went down the shirt, and it's this paper-thin shirt. So I had to, like, smear it with a wet paper towel. And it got so wet, you could see, like, my belly hair through it. And everyone's watching on the damn webcam, so they could...
Well, you have it unbuttoned at the top, too, so you have your chest hair as well.
It's hot in here, man.
I'm going to make you a gold chain. That's the jewelry I'm going
to
make you.
I'm going to change my name to Avi.
Yeah, you really do look A-Rap right
now. Now that you mention it.
Yeah. No, it's hot as hell in here. But I was pissed. Like, I got the... And not only that, like, when you don't have the 5 pepperonis to aim for, and, you know, you smear them around, like, in a pattern.
Yeah, you try to spread them out, because a lot of times, like, 2 are stacked on top of each other when you got it.
They try to screw you. You have to, like, spread it apart so each pepperoni's governing its own little county. And so, you know, one county is without its king.
It's like where the 5 states meet.
Exactly. In Springfield, 5-state quarter.
What, it's really 4?
Yeah, I don't think you could have like a 5th one.
You can't have
right?
a 5th one, only 4 can.
They'd have to be really mashed into
that's
weird
right.
shapes.
Because one of you have like the colored states, so they have 5 different colors.
Yeah.
So none of them touch.
Yes. So I'm real pissed about that. I'm like damping my shirt down. And without the pepperoni, you realize it's just a school pizza.
No, it's slightly better. Dude, school pizza was so soggy and soft.
Yeah, it depends on what school
like, there's
you went
no
to.
Crispiness.
It was just the whitest damn dough with a little dab of sauce.
Uncooked dough and just nasty.
Well, I was talking about the lean cuisine, but yeah, we'll get to school pizza in a second.
Well, you can get a good school pizza if it was cooking too long, because then it gets a little crispy.
Crispy, yeah. Like a touch.
You
like,
get one of the ones burnt. That's old in there.
And then the cheese is burnt, too.
Yeah, well, then the cheese is
crusty.
You get a crispy crust.
You had to
and
gnaw
burnt cheese,
the top cheese.
Or you get the
yeah,
soggy
it was, like,
crust.
Brown and hard. Like no, R. Kelly looking at a little boy.
It got me thinking, like, what? How are we not all dead? Like, why are we able at all to eat healthy food given the crap they fed us as a kid in school?
It's sad. I mean, that's why it was so hard when you start to eat healthy.
You're trained for, like, I mean, Kate, I don't know where you came up in Florida, was it?
Yeah.
So did they...
Gator stew.
Yeah.
It's the same food.
Like possum feet and...
No,
Nacho
it's the same.
Thursday.
It's Mexican pizza
and the Cuban
Friday.
That fell into the
whoa,
meat.
We,
but you
we
know
didn't
what?
Get no damn Mexican pizzas.
Oh, you didn't.
Well,
no,
that was just Florida.
Cheese, sausage.
Well, do you remember? Yeah, it was the sausage that was like the littlest chunks.
It was disgusting, man.
It looked like someone blew their nose on
the
top of the damn
cheese.
Mexican
pizza was wrong because it was like ground beef and cheddar cheese on a pizza, which is not pizza. That's just funky.
It's a hamburger pizza.
I know. It's totally wrong. And then they put like spices on it, like made it kind of spicy. But they can't make it too spicy because it's school kids. You know, my mom packed my lunch mostly. So
really?
I remember one time I ate school nachos. I think it was always on Thursdays in Fairfax County.
Oh, yeah. They don't.
That nasty ass, like, thick cheese sauce, like Velveeta.
Oh, the cheese that, like,
sauce.
Peter North would be envious of this cheese.
I wasn't one of these rich kids who could buy lunch at school, man.
It was like
my
a dollar
mom
a
packed,
day.
Yeah, no, my mom packed my sandwich.
It was like the toll road. Every year is a little more.
Well, by the end, but before this country was a dying husk of, like, you know, just
it was like
horrible.
$1.25 for lunch.
I remember. It was a cool dollar at first. Then it went to $1.25, and then I think I left with it at $1.35. I'm sure now it's like $4.80 or something absurd.
Who knows? I'm sure it's past the $2 mark.
But I mean, it was just such horrible food. Like, you're getting kids. You had your French fry bag that was like the side for every meal,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then I'm trying to remember the various meals. You had like your McAid's rib. Do you remember the ribs they would serve?
It was
like
a ribs. What I remember,
we didn't have ribs. What?
No, like it was like a.
It was a McRib. It was like it had this crap barbecue sauce smeared on it,
and the fake ribs like shaped into the meat paste.
It was made with like a damn iron in the back. You know, it was just meat paste squeezed into this iron that made like 80 rib sandwiches at once.
Okay, well, from what I remember, Monday was hot dog day.
Okay.
And
you could get the footlongs,
boiled
too.
Hot dogs in middle school, maybe high school. I don't think elementary school.
Elementary? Because I
hadn't earned
it
yet. Yeah, wasn't it like once a month? It was footlong hot dogs. Once a year? Twice a year? I don't remember. I remember it was a special occasion when it was footlong day. The kids talking about it. It was like field day.
It's always a special occasion when it's a footlong.
Oh. Yeah. All right.
You knew in advance.
All right, Shock Jock.
When it was footlong day.
Yeah, kids whispered about it.
Then I want to say
I remember the steak subs. Those were weekly, and those were just
Steakums.
Yeah, it was just Steakum, and there was two varieties. There was cheese and plain.
Yeah,
and
I miss Steakums.
Either way,
oh, they're horrible Steakums. You
know.
Just cook them, and like the dried blood is just caked on them. It's like
they're
crunchy.
These horrible
layer.
Things, and I miss them.
It's
still.
Like, there's no meat, and yet there's so much fat in there.
I don't know what it has to be.
It's
like
just
scrapple.
It's like cow
together.
Skin or something without the
well,
hair.
Well, it's processed. It's like they scrape the fat off, and then the little bit of meat that happens to get in while they're scraping
but
the fat off gets pressed too. Into
it's
it as
like
well.
It's like paper thin, and if you fry them because you I guess it's because I think they're fried in oil usually. Like it's not baked or anything.
Oh,
no, you put them on the skillet.
If you put one into
oil.
Like a Foreman grill, it would come out like
evaporate.
A piece of origami paper.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
It would be
do
reduced
that when I get
to
home.
Gas, like Will said. You would open it and nothing. A little cloud would escape.
I'm getting a box of Steakums on the way home and doing that. That's awesome. Put it in a panini machine.
It would just stick to it. Like it doesn't matter how much spray you use.
You could use it as the cooking grease, but you couldn't eat it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm trying to remember what else. There wasn't
Tuesday was spaghetti day.
Oh, God.
Spaghetti and meat sauce.
That rank ass. Yeah.
That was nasty. I don't remember what the F Wednesday was. Maybe it was like pizza part due. I don't know.
I thought they went to a couple of things twice.
The leftovers. They wouldn't say that, but.
I remember, like, real vividly, it wasn't so much in elementary school, but, like, in. Junior high, they had no compunction about just like, this has been here and we're going to leave it here till it gets sold.
Junior high is just, it's the unloved middle child.
Oh, it's
like,
the,
it gets
shafted
in every way. Because it's an entire school for two grades? What the hell is that?
When kids are at their worst. I mean, yeah. Like, could kids be any goddamn worse than ages, like, 13 and 14?
That was when I did my worst crap.
It's like a penal colony.
We had three-grade middle schools. So.
Ninth as well?
No, six through eighth. It's usually a lot, like, yeah. Six as far as...
Six mixed in with eighth? Those
that's
when
you start to get S-y, because that's when people start effing around.
That's like
stuff.
Kenny Powers, like, I saw 2 sixth graders raping a girl. In the hall. Nah, I'm just kidding.
No, I mean, like, that's when I, like, started, like, drinking, like, experiment with drugs.
Oh, seventh and eighth, man. I was, like, the nicest
finger
kid
bang
before
girls.
Really? I wouldn't have gotten any of that junior and high.
Drinking in school. Like, bringing Starbucks coffee cups filled with mommy and daddy's liquor.
And I was just into B&E and arson.
Yeah, everyone. Yeah, we did that too. Garage hopping.
All right, 187.
And just lighting
your
random.
Your teardrop tattoos are explaining them.
Lighting random F's on fire, smoking cigarettes. And
oh, we used to do
it.
Like,
them.
We would bust open lockers. This was during the starter jacket craze. And we would flush them down the toilet to clog them. And then everyone would piss on top of the jacket because we knew someone would have to dig it out.
The jacket that cost their parents like $150.
Oh, minimum. Yeah. And it was like, especially when Dallas was winning all those Super Bowls. So I was like, F you, starred, pissing all over these things. I can't tell you how many Dallas Cowboys jackets I just pissed all over. Wow. And I remember one time I nearly got caught and I had to hop into the next stall by the janitor. Like, the janitor's walking in to do his routine cleanup, and I guess he was the one who's also, like, fishing these things out.
And the funny thing is, like, yeah, back then, you think people care, like, if someone saw you smoking. Like, remember how if you're smoking and an adult walks by, oh, hide it.
Oh, my God.
Like, would you give an S if you saw some 12-year-old smoking cigarettes?
Oh, I've Jedi mind-tricked him before. I'm like, just give me one, and we're cool.
I would just stare at them and, like, pull out my phone, like, point at 911. They can see me push the keys.
Hell no, man. I bumped cigarettes off little kids. Like, the worst is like when you're walking around the woods or trying to like jog or something and you come across little smoking kids and you
stop. That's what we did.
And you're like, light me one. You know, like I need a cool down. But this janitor just reached in front of me, like no gloves, nothing. Oh. And I mean, three of us had just filled this bowl like to the, you know, brimming, and he's just like got piss dribbling off his arm hair and stuff. Oh. It's an image that will just never leave my mind.
Poor Stavi.
Yeah, it's like a little pink coat girl in Schindler's List, man. Never forget it. But there was always one really good lunch, man. I had to give it up. Like, we got on the topic, and I was thinking once we got to the arm piss, Turkey Day for both Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Oh, where it's like the one flap of turkey, like, thrown on top of half a scoop of
stuffing.
Yeah,
that was horrible.
What?
Dry.
I remember again,
crappy.
Everyone looked forward to it. It sucked, but yeah, compared to everything else.
I was such a fat little S bag back then that, like, I didn't even care about the turkey that much. Yeah, thank you. I would, like, kids would eat the one little grilled piece of turkey and leave the stuffing.
That's what I would do. I hate stuffing.
Oh, to this day, I remember I'd walk around just trolling for stuffing.
Oh, that is up so sad.
The ice cream scoop of stuffing with your bare hands.
Yeah, because it was the one day of the year you'd get a spork. Like, so I thought I was, like, King S of F Mountain. And I would just be like, you gonna eat that? And just dig my little spork in the side and flip it on my plate. And
that
I was, like,
so
proud if I could hustle, like, 4 or 5 balls of stuff.
Oh.
But you remember, like, then the rich kids, the rich Zionist kids oftentimes would get the cookies for, like, the extra buck. It was like 3 cookies for a dollar.
Oh, yeah. I used to always hustle those off kids. Like, I would try to cut favors and stuff, and I'd be like, hook it up with a cookie afterward in payment.
Hey, you get those butter crunch ones? Those are delicious.
Weren't they made, like, wasn't the school legend they were made by the retards? Like, there's a retard class, like a special ed. And
in every school.
Everyone maintained that your cookies were made daily by the retards in the morning.
They say that, but you see the delivery truck, so I don't know how that would pan out.
You're a little kid, though. You didn't know any better. Like, you could have just imagined the LD kids. Like, more Doboth? More chocolate chip? I love chocolate chip!
Wait, didn't they put them to work in the cafeteria, like, in high school?
I would hope to give them something to do.
Yeah, they gotta prepare for their careers.
Little did they know they'd be run out by Latinos.
I don't know, man.
What else am I supposed to do?
I'm pretty sure one retarded kid from our high school, like, works at my gym. He's the guy who goes around, like, oiling down all the machines, you know?
Really?
Yeah, wiping stuff down.
I wouldn't trust a retard with any kind of oil. That's just dangerous. Someone's going to break their neck. He's not a retard, though. Or he's going to like start pleasuring himself with it.
I don't know what his problem is. Like,
cause they love that.
They're not like you.
No, he talks to me like he's not stupid. Like, he's got an effed up head.
Mongoloid Mike.
He's like really short. He's kind of got like a weird misshapen head.
Yeah.
But he's not retarded. Like, we talked about him. He's kind of weird, but he's not like, nah. You know what I'm saying? Like, he talks normally and functions.
How does he talk normally out of his weird retard head, though?
Like, I mean, he seems kind of
like,
weird.
Like, wouldn't the echo be different? Don't they have different acoustics in their retard brain?
Sounds like you're talking to a ventriloquist. Yeah, he's got to be this kid from Chantilly because, I mean, it looks exactly the same. And, yeah, so I don't know. I don't know where I was going with this.
Like, I don't know where any of them go. Like, I just remember all the retard kids, like, had legends about them. Like, there was retard Jack.
Like, people who, like, slit teachers' throats with scissors. Yeah. Like, threw chairs at the teacher.
Like Spicoli pulling a knife on Mr. Hand. Like, I remember the legend. There was this one kid, Jack, and I think Jack used to work, indeed, at Olympus Gym. He was real tall, really pasty white guy. And, like, this was back in the days of Metallica and Slayer.
Wait, did he wear glasses?
Yes.
Oh, wait, was this the kid who, like, made the S list that he was going to kill people?
Yes. There was that legend, which I think was, like, straight up true. Like,
yeah, I thought he got expelled, and that's...
God, you're going to expel the kid with the murder list. Way to set things in
motion. Well, because this was, like, wasn't this right after Columbine, too? Like, that's probably where he got the idea.
That didn't pick up on the other mics. I don't remember when Jack did that, although I
do
remember
hearing about
it. It was
definitely post-Columbine. That's why I was just like, you're effing out of here.
I just remember Jack was great because he was like the Stewart in a Beavis and Butthead world. Like, everyone was into Metallica and Slayer and Anthrax, and I really want to say...
Cinderella shirts
yes,
or something.
Yes! He had like a denim jacket with like Poison stickers and Cinderella and like Enough's Enough and crap like that. Friggin' rockin' like Dawkins.
Didn't he wear a trench coat, too, though?
I don't think he was one of the trench coat kids. He was, like, the only kid in this retro denim jacket that, like, now would be kind of fun in some, like, you know, hipster wink-wink way.
Emo kids, like, pay $90 to buy the same pre-made thing from
Hot
Topic.
No, but, like, back then...
Like, faded Poison patches hanging half off.
No, like, back then it was almost like Oz, like, people just throwing jars of piss on him as he walked by.
Yeah.
Ah, we have a caller. God damn it. Hold on. Switch the program feed. La la la. Phone falls down.
Just throw that anywhere.
Hey, caller, are you still there? Hello.
Guess not.
Caller. And I love listening to myself on the radio on delay. Hi. Hey, what's up?
Hello.
Yeah, hold up.
Hello.
Send. And why aren't you in program channel? Oh, you can hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's... Talk to the phone, not the radio. We're on delay on the radio. Talk to me through the phone. What's up? Who is this caller?
What's going on, big man?
Yeah, we're having a contest where the 10th caller gets to sleep with Kate, my co-host. Did you want to call back, see if you're caller 10? You're caller 8 right now.
Hey, do you know this is Bishop?
Jesus Christ, JD, what's up, man? Should have introduced yourself. How the hell you been?
Good, good. Let's talk about this Cowboys pistol.
Oh, I'm sorry, JD. I didn't want you to hear that. I wouldn't have said it if I knew someone as big and muscular as you were listening. Oh, my God. This is my coworker from the Clearing House back in the day, man. JD, God damn. How long you been in Mississippi, man? Watch that mouth, sir.
My bad.
Oh my God, man. You've been having a crazy life. Like, he knocked someone up and all that. Like, how's that going?
Oh, good, good. Actually, I expect the date February.
Really? What day?
We don't know. They said somewhere between the 17th and the 27th.
Uh-oh.
So you know it's like exact science.
Might have the same birthday as John.
Yeah, man. You got
come out with three sixes on the back of its head if it's born on the 26th.
You need to name it John, man.
Ooh, 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 ooh. I'm going to pray for my kid. I'm putting stars in his crib. I make sure he's a Cowboy fan.
Raise him right. Man, how you been doing down there? God damn. Yeah, like JD, he was my best buddy over at the place where we were working 9 to 5, like for a horrible, horrible boss. And we just sit around listening to Tupac all day. And like,
you ain't lying. You downloaded so much music on the computer. Was even funny.
They love it.
I wonder if they still try to clean that stuff off.
Yeah, JD used to get in trouble all the time for just like downloading MP3s to the system. We would do whatever, man. But yeah, you quit. You moved to Mississippi. Like, is that going well overall? I know you're trying the stand-up thing. Like, did you have a website to plug or anything like that?
Right now I'm trying to get onto I got a website set up, but I got my MySpace set up also. www.bishop.com, bishopcomedy.com, and go on there. I mean, I have a video posted on MySpace.
bishopcomedy.com. We always called him the Bishop. I think it came from Bishop Don Juan. It was just Bishop always wandering in every Monday, just like stinking like pussy. Hungover, just like talking about what he banged, man. It was great. God damn, I missed that. I still remember like one time I was hanging out with you and Leo, another coworker of ours, and we were just out partying. And we came back to my place, and we're thinking of like which of our coworkers we could call over to nail. Oh. And we finally settled on Crazy Jen. And we call over Jen, and like before we get there, you're like, "Hey, you got any condoms for me?" And I pull out like my standard normal health department condoms. And you just start laughing. Like, I pulled out something a chef would put on his finger in the kitchen. You're like, "That ain't gonna fit me." I was dying. And then they both pass out like 5 minutes later, and this girl shows up, and I'm left like entertaining her while these two are snoring and drunk on the couch.
Why don't you put the Stones door?
I was like, that was, I don't know, man. I actually didn't pull.
She's all right looking.
Yeah,
I remember.
I didn't pull the trigger. But yeah, that's like my best memory of you. Like me pulling out a regular condom and you laughing like I offered to drive you to work in a Power Wheels or something.
Come on now, I'm a black man. You don't know what's going on for me. I'll be a trash bag lady, but I don't know.
Trash bag and a bungee cord.
That's like one of them like high school carry around wallet condoms. Like if it was like a life preserver or something like that. Come on now.
Oh, man. All right, JD. Bishopcomedy.com, right?
Correct.
All right. Everyone, go to bishopcomedy.com. I love JD, man. It is good talking to you.
All right, dog. I keep on listening to your radio show. Just give me props.
All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Damn. That was gold. Bishop keeps on giving it, even in Mississippi.
Where's he, Biloxi?
He's in Biloxi. Yep, Biloxi, Mississippi.
Oh, man. I remember JD.
Oh, JD was great.
So where did that happen? Your old apartment or the house?
That happened in the old apartment. Yeah. Like, I showed up, and I'd fooled around like Jen earlier in the week, I think, or something like that. And
why
they're like,
"Who closed that deal?"
I didn't want to, man. Like, looking back, I just should have put stones to everything.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. Co-worker's different. Like,
well, that was
I don't
kind
know.
Of my rationale, but she was already, like, throwing it up. Like, I remember one time, like, we were just chilling. She's like, "Hey, come in the bathroom. I want to show you my nipple ring." So it's like, what are you going to say to that? Like,
you say yes, did you?
Hell yeah.
All right. Then how did you not close the deal in the bathroom?
Yeah, to me, I don't know. There's, like, a line between, like, looking at the nipple rings and banging it out straight up. And
wait, so you didn't start nursing?
No, it was kind of like a, "Hey, nice nipple ring. Let's..." They are indeed there. Visual confirmations had.
Yeah, but any chick says that, that's like green light times
well,
10.
Yeah, I knew that. I mean, I'm not like retarded. I was just like, I kind of was thinking of the repercussions, which is weird because I still fooled around with her somewhat. I just didn't bang her. Like, I thought that would somehow be okay.
No.
Like, I could pretty much do everything but bang.
No, you've already crossed the line.
Oh, yeah. Dude. I mean, in for a penny, in for a pound. No, I used to hook up with a couple
so
of coworkers.
If you murdered someone, if you want to rape the corpse, go ahead. Like, you're not going to get the death penalty twice, all right? Just like, keep going.
What's that Ashley Judd movie?
Words to live by.
If you're going to murder someone, you might as well rape the corpse. I want that on a t-shirt. I want that on a hipster doofus t-shirt company website by Tuesday.
If that's what you're going for, why not?
I don't know. We can take a break if you want, or we can keep on trucking.
Up to you. I don't care.
Well, I made the little break. It's right. Got a couple samples I'm proud of. I drew the duck blue because I'd never seen a blue duck before.
I wanted to see a blue duck. I know there's no such thing.
All right, folks. We're going to be back in like, I don't know, 90 seconds or something. It's short as all hell. But stay put.
All interoffice fraternization of an intimate nature is hereby prohibited to include, but not limited to, trysts, assignations. What's this even mean?
It means no more banging coworkers.
Oh, so it doesn't affect you.
Oh, wait. Guess what?
Ow! Hey! This isn't my fault.
It's exactly your fault, idiot. When Mother found out you cheated on Lana...
Hey, you cheated on Lana plenty.
Yeah, but with starlets, models. Oh, and one time, two actual princesses.
Two at the same time?
Yeah, they were sisters.
Sploosh.
And Cyril, you threw Lana away on chicks like... A Carol.
It's Cheryl.
Exactly. Back me up here.
Well, you slept with her too?
When I was bored, like stuck at home waiting for the cable guy, or... Oh, hey, what are you doing Thursday between 9 and noon? Ugh. 1 and 4?
Okay, it's 2:30 on a Wednesday, Philadelphia, PA. Hello, America. Mac here with another installment of Project Badass. As you can see, the ramp is about 40 feet down there. I will now light the pyrotechnics, which are attached at the arms and back and all over my pants. Totally and completely badass. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Here I go again.
All aboard for Night Train.
More music. I'm gonna let my coworkers, my co-host, chew a little bit.
Finish not eating in the studio.
Finish the imaginary food. We're gonna imaginary digest. Turn into imaginary poo in the next 24 hours. Tell Allison thank you for the imaginary cookies.
Yeah.
Your imaginary
delicious imaginary cookies.
That imaginary sated my hunger. This bit's getting imaginary old.
All right. So what's the news of the world?
News of the world, man. Actually, I got something to promote.
All right.
Other than me, other than the same old crap 24/7. Hold on. Let me read it. Wrote it down. You can listen to a little horn doing its thing and James Brown and... No, you don't have to just sit and listen, especially you, fish face.
What? I got, like, cookies stuck in my mouth.
No, you don't. Yeah. I'm just imagining it.
Do you want imaginary cookies, the worst kind.
You want
kind.
An imaginary sip of John's water.
I know.
Which is also imaginary.
No. I would like an imaginary chocolate milk, actually. I'm not drinking out of the same thing you drank. How are you kidding
what?
Me?
My herpes are calm right now.
Exactly. I'm still herpes free.
I don't have a...
You dissolve the Valtrex in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Before you drink.
You'll catch it, but it'll be treated at least immediately. Okay. There's a top comedy podcast contest that's going on right now. Let's just bring you down, Jamesies. And smooth. Now I have to turn around to hit stop. I can't actually pot it down.
I don't hear it.
Well, it's because it's potted down. I killed the entire iPod pot. Had I actually hit something then, you wouldn't have heard crap, like if I played a sound bite, which I don't get to do, because the mic's facing the other goddamn direction now.
We're funnier than any recording.
That's true. Any sample played can only dilute that which is pure. Good old Chadley Dukes. I saw him tweeting the other day about some top comedy podcast thing. He's promoting his show, Big O and Duke Show.
They still do that?
Yeah, it's like a once-a-week thing. They record over at JFK.
And just put it up on iTunes or whatever?
Yeah, and it's hosted on their website. And he put up this link, and it's like, you know, click here and vote for Big O and Dukes. And I'm like, well, screw that. I'm voting for Papa's Basement. You know, you're a good dude and all, Chad. And I have fun whenever I bump into you at JFK, but F you, I want this. So I log on, and sure enough, they are kicking ass in this contest.
They still have fans, I guess.
They got real rabid fans, man. They're like number one on it right now.
Is it a DC thing? Or
no, it's like a national thing. And they've, uh-huh. I mean, it's only like 400-something votes they have, which isn't mammoth.
We can do that if you get all your Twitter followers.
Well, I can put up at least like some kind of numbers. That's what I was saying, because it kind of struck me. I have no idea. I'm still such a babe in the woods, and I think a lot of people are when it comes to promoting all this crap. I do a lot of it through Twitter. Like, Twitter does most of my heavy lifting in terms of promoting the site.
It's good. I mean, that's what's hot right now.
Cancel. So hot right
Cancel.
Now.
So hot right now.
And it is, and it's a great way, but the past 2 months, and I can't really explain why either, visits to the site have dropped off. The bandwidth is the same, like people are still downloading, but I want to say a couple months ago, I had like over 7,000 people hitting the site. This month, I'm like going to be happy to break 5. Mm. And I can't put my finger on it. I guess at least some people are listening live and no longer coming by to download the podcast.
What coincides with like a couple months ago?
Yeah. Adding a certain dead weight
exactly.
to the show. I don't blame you, Vigu.
I'll just take some cookies and go.
No, I think you're a good addition. I like the chemistry we got here. The chemistry of dead silence whenever I don't talk.
Oh, I just burped.
There we go. That'll do, pig. That'll do.
This is
but
cool.
There's a lot of like podcast sites where you can put it up, and everything just seems so junky and like inefficient. Like, who's really... I feel kind of old about this, but who really like bounces around from like podcast to podcast listening? Like, sometimes people listen to my crap and I'm like, that's awesome, and I'm blown away by it, but like, why? Like, who would just listen to this randomly?
See, this is why you yeah. are not a good promoter of your own show.
Well, no, the name of the show is papasbasement.com. Go to inpapasbasement.com.
But they're already listening.
You got to have this situation type ego. I feel like this is the what? Best show ever.
Do I have to talk? I think it's a great show.
If you don't
show.
Love this show, I want to make yeah, you love this show.
But you're saying, everyone I don't know why people would listen.
I totally,
because they're just curious, because they're bored.
I totally gashed the roof of my mouth on those cookies, by the way.
You got the glass ones instead of the M&M ones.
My mouth is filling with imaginary blood right now. Ugh. No, I think we do a great job.
That's
I actually
right. See most have M&Ms. One had jagged metal crustios. Oh my God.
Can't wait to sue and get my
crustios
loot.
Are delicious.
Get your $500.
Yeah, and then give it to Lisa for sex on the beach.
There we go.
And the circle's complete. No, I think we do a great job. It's just like podcasts to me. I wouldn't. I listen to like Don and Mike's podcast. That's about it. Or Don Geronimo's podcast. That's it. It's my running / jogging thing. It's the only thing that actually gets my fat ass out the door. I'll listen to a fresh one each day.
I mean, to me, it seems kind of cool. Like, I haven't done it. Like, I'm not, because I don't have iTunes.
You're not a desk jockey either. Like, I think we don't comprehend how many people just sit at their goddamn desk
with
at work.
Earphones in.
Until they were told that they were using 30% of the bandwidth daily and just stopped downloading
I love
crap.
The fact that Kate actually listens to the show. I mean, that's, I love that.
But,
to
I mean,
I sure as hell
don't. I thought the whole point was to load it onto your iPod or something so that way it's portable.
It is, yeah. I mean, the iTunes is then syncs up with your iPod relatively easily.
I could listen in the car, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
so.
If I wanted.
You can do just about anything with it. I mean, you download it. It's just a god. It's like, I don't get the podcast and blah, blah, blah. You're downloading an MP3.
It's a hip name to put. It's like people like iPod. I think it's called a podcast.
Yeah, I think people.
Especially for your iPod. It's an effing MP3. It's you can download and do what you want with it.
Don't even call it an MP3. It's an effing hard drive with an interface on it. That's it. It's a hard drive that has a button that says play.
You lost me with that one.
With a headphone jack.
Yeah. Computer.
I'm just
pornography machine.
I'm just saying, all an iPod is, it's a friggin' hard drive that's got a picture on it, yeah. So you can see the files you're flipping through.
It's no different than any other MP3 player that came out 5 years before.
Yeah.
When did iPods come out?
The Rio. You had that Rio that was like 64 megs. It was like, here's 8 songs. It mimics a cassette.
Yeah, I mean, that was the thing. It had the huge hard drive, so it's like, oh, I can dump my entire library on
a stupid huge hard drive compared to what had been out.
So I think that's why it took off, but then it's like, oh, it became hip. And...
Well, it's Apple, too. People just want to whack off about this Apple. Like,
but that's what I'm saying, remember? It used to be lame. Like, Apples weren't hip. They sucked.
Yeah, everybody's late to the party because I was so Apple hardcore until recently, and now I hate them.
Yeah, exactly, because you feel like – it's like
– you're actual hipster. You're not like poser
yeah,
hipster.
It's like,
you're like actual
oh, yeah.
hip.
It's like
yeah.
being
That's
into
why
like
I'm not a hipster, because hipsters are now behind the curve.
It's like being into an underground band. And then all of a sudden they sell out and blow up, and everyone's like, "Oh, I love Incubus."
But I was really happy when they sold out and blew up, because I was like, "Everybody's going to understand now why I've been so excited about Apple products." And then they got really crappy the minute they sold out, and everybody loved Apple, and I was like, "Wow, your products are now really crappy." Well, yeah,
of course, because why do they need to be good? They're going to sell anyway.
It's very disappointing.
I mean, all I have is
it's like the Redskins.
I have the iPod that
they won't change until they stop selling.
Exactly. No, that's 100%. I like that.
It's true of anything, man. It's like in a relationship. Like,
why change unless an ultimatum's been given that she's leaving? I mean, you're just being like, no one has.
You're going to get lazy.
Yeah, spontaneous revelation. Like, I really haven't been carrying my weight in this endeavor. Like, have you ever walked into work like, boss, I think I need a little more.
Garnish my salary.
Yeah. I've been stealing from you. Give me more work. I don't want more money. I just want to earn what you're paying me already. No, that doesn't happen. You try to get away with murder and everything in this world.
To quote Peter Gibbons, you'll only do as much as it takes to not get fired.
Samir's a great guy. Yeah. So back to the iPod, the podcast contest. I blew it yesterday because it's just a Twitter thing. You post this link, and I think they're supposed to click on the link and then say, I'm voting for Papa's Basement, and then tweet that.
So Twitter's running the contest?
It's a company that does contests on Twitter, I believe.
Okay.
It's complex already, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you tweet this link, and at first, I put up the link, and then I just told everyone, retweet this. Just hit retweet. So like 30 people are immediately like, retweet.
But no one clicks it.
No one clicked the goddamn link. Like, I totally didn't understand it. So it showed I have like 2 votes. So today, I put it up again, and I'm like, sorry, I'm a GD idiot. You actually got to click on this and then tweet it out. And we had like 30 people do it, which immediately put us in like the top like 10 or 15 or something.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, I'm kind of looking to win this because screw it. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
But I just get on there. Go to inpapasbasement.com. It's the very first post. I think I was able to sticky it, so it's not going to go anywhere. You're just going to see this contest up there for the next 5 days. And vote early, vote often, tell everyone to vote.
Can you vote multiple times?
We're going to find out. I mean,
test it like Chicago politics.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm definitely going to tweet it like at night so as to not annoy people. But yeah, click the hell out of that thing, man. Because it's like, I don't think I'm going to beat Big O and Dukes, but if I run into Chad at the urinal, I want to be able to look him in the eye as we're both taking a leak, you know, like just nod.
And then cross streams.
Yeah, cross streams. There's nothing weird about it. It's just two successful guys crossing streams. Like our powers exchange.
Is more powerful.
Yeah,
direction the joined ones get pushed.
And I mean, it would bend eventually in Chad's way, but I want to give his stream a fight. Will's right. I don't want his stream to just knock mine into a ceiling tile.
I'm not sure why I came today.
Be like the lightsaber fight.
Yeah. You know, you don't want old Ben's lightsaber just shatter like a bitch the instant Darth hits it. You want some kind of fight before he gets chopped in two. Chopped in twain.
Well, if they only got 400, you got like, what, three boxes of ZD in terms of followers?
He doesn't, he's not like really, really packing. I mean,
No, you, I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
You're at 3 large-ish somewhere?
Oh, I gotta know. I mean, they're not the most focused list. That's the problem. But I'm almost at 4,000.
All right, so we got 4 boxes of ZD to work with.
Yeah, yeah. No, in terms of like strict Big O and Dukes fans, like I have as many followers as like the Big O and Dukes site pretty much. The problem is those are all like actual people adding it, whereas me, it'll be like hardoncream.com wants to be your friend. And I'm like, hell yeah, hardoncream, welcome to the party.
So, and also because they probably think if they do this, like, Big O and Dukes will actually get back on the air.
I don't even know if he wants back on the air. He's got a pretty sweet gig with LeVar right now.
Well, I'm sure he doesn't mind.
Yeah. You're saying
the
Big
one
O.
Guy, yeah.
The Big
who
O.
didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
So you said he's gainfully employed now anyway.
Oh, he's doing great. I think he does, like, Mike's podcast, the Omera podcast, every day during lunch. I mean, he's making money and on the air, so.
We got a call.
We got a call, R.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Nixie.
Hi, it's Nixie.
Hi, guys.
God, even I recognize her voice.
I know.
She's got a great voice.
Thanks.
It's getting intimate. What's up, Nixie?
Well, I'm very sad.
Why?
because you only have 27 votes on this podcast.
No, right? Come on.
And I really want you to, like, make in the top five at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we want one. So that's the mindset. You got to aim for the stars and fall short.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you don't have any...
We want to obliterate every mother effort on that.
But listen, if you don't have any goals in life, you can never be disappointed.
That was the saddest thing I've ever
heard. Spoken like
a
true weed smoker. Do you partake in the ganja?
I do not participate in 420 activities anymore.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah, let's get up there. Let's aim for one. Yeah. I mean, I want that. I want to be in, like, the top three, so Chad just doesn't...
No, you want to be the top.
I want to be the top.
There
you know
we
what?
Go.
You're right. I want to be the top.
Yes. So wait, you're telling me you want to be on top?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying, and we're talking about sex.
No one goes to the Olympics and says, God damn, I hope I win the
bronze.
The
sweet bronze.
He's going for bronze, baby.
Get to my homeland.
Michael Phelps, like, I want to sweep every event with
eight
the silver.
Bronzes. I'm octobronze, son. No.
You guys are ridiculous, and I love every second of it. Can I ask you guys a question, though?
Okay.
All right.
Top. On top.
And
preference.
Yeah, okay. Well, now that we've gotten that out of the way for when I visit next month.
Okay.
No. I'm curious because somebody just told me that, and I know this is a complete change of subjects, but I'm very upset by
that's
this.
That's what we're all about.
Lindsay
the government did make AIDS.
Lindsay Lohan got released from jail.
Yeah, she did.
What?
What is that about?
I don't know. Like, I was actually going to save that for
she's
hour
famous.
Two.
I don't understand. Like, not that anybody really wants to be in a women's prison, especially in, like, Linwood, California. But
what are you talking about? Haven't you ever seen Caged Heat? That's, like, some hot crap. I would kill to be a guard
in
a woman's prison.
John would love to be in a woman's prison.
I would be fired inside of 36 hours.
I feel like that could be a quiz on, like, Facebook where it's like, you know, you survived the zombie apocalypse. Like, how long would I survive in a woman's prison? And I
would die of dehydration inside of 72 if they just left me to my devices. I would just be, like, throwing vibrators into the jail cells. I'd be like, fight for it.
Wow.
And then I'd watch. And then I'd make a site out of it.
And then you could, you know, run some footage over to Skinemax, and I'm sure they'd put you on in the 2 a.m. hour.
I all I can say is that would make a far, far greater load of loot than I'm doing over here.
Wow.
Anything in radio. Can you imagine that? Like, actual cameras? When are they going to do that? When is the government just going to throw up its hands and for funding, it's going to just set up lesbo porn sites based around women's prisons?
Well, now that you've given out your idea to way more people than you probably should have,
you're
not going to be able to capitalize on it.
How great would that be? Just like a webcam. You could just watch people in prison 24/7.
But I don't really know if you want to watch that. Like, the way they glorify it in something like Caged Heat is differently than how you're violently going to see it portrayed in front of your very eyes, and it might not even allow you to like lesbian porn after that.
Well, no, you'd only put it in like they would be separated based on their looks. And then the cameras would only go in the hot cells. Like, I don't want to see Big Bad Mama sitting on someone's face and defecating or something.
Well, nobody wants to see a Schizer video, period. However,
I want, like, hair pulling and, like, hot girls.
What?
I don't
know,
see guys, like, just shanking each other.
Really?
Like, imagine seeing some dude just eating his dinner at the the mess hall or something.
And he just gets stabbed. His, like, lungs are filling with blood.
I know. I'm kind of surprised that hasn't happened already. Like,
I feel like that
prison reality
and
show.
The car show network, like, the car chase network need to happen.
Well, I think the only reason you're not seeing this is because of the rampant police abuse that goes on, like, obviously.
Good point.
Like, you're just going to see 6 trillion rapes per second.
No, it's just like, it's like the old joke. What do you tell a woman with 2 black eyes?
Nothing.
You've already
told her
twice. You know, so if the cop tells you to get out of the car and you don't, he's going to obviously have, you know, justified force against you by breaking your legs and slamming you against the hood.
Haven't we already hit that point, though? Like, we've already lost so many freedoms. Don't we almost gain our freedom back by filming every second of everything?
Oh, I find it so annoying.
Well, that's why, I mean, there's like a crew in L.A. who does that.
I think,
like,
YouTube ruined the world. YouTube ruined the world.
Who, me?
No,
YouTube.
Oh,
not
I thought you said
YouTube.
And
not
I was looking,
YouTube.
I was looking at
Will,
and I was like, how did you know?
Thank you. At least Kate's there. At least Kate understands what's going on.
Although Bono did do a lot to ruin the world as well.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's like that South Park episode.
Kirk.
Bono.
14 Kirk dummy.
Oh, my God. It's ridiculous.
So what's up, Nixie?
I want to say that I'm overly proud of your Redskins in advance because you're going to have a 2-1 record after this weekend, and the Cowboys are going to be 0-3, and I think that's something that we can high-five about.
You know, we can actually go through the last 5 or so minutes of the show talking about this because I was assistant producing the sports show last night over on 106.7 The Fan.
But not taking the phone calls, right?
Oh, I was the call screener. I was the call screener.
They never learn.
Oh, yeah. That's the assistant producer. I chop up podcasts, and I'm answering calls.
There you go.
And I'm covering for the real producer when he goes to take a leak.
Well, so that whole 60 seconds of authority, I'm sure, does you very good.
Well, I'm the actual producer for, like, 2 hours right after the show on the one show that still has dirty language, so I have to drop out on the N-word every 5 seconds.
Which one?
Kevin Rock.
Oh, you do that?
Yeah, those guys try to run like a goddamn frat house in there, man. Yeah. It's like all these brothers from PG, like, man, S!
And they're all on air?
Cowboys ain't winning S today.
Oh, you're talking about the callers?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I got dump on them like every 5 seconds, man. It's so horrible. It's like, this is a goddamn radio station. Not to stereotype, but you heard Bishop earlier.
Yes. Come on. Not to stereotype, but you heard what I'm talking about down in Mississippi earlier, correct?
Yeah, exactly. I love Bishop, but the bombs are flying, man. This is like Operation Desert Storm. So, where the hell was I? Completely blanked. We're talking
about Cowboys are going to be 0-3 after this week. And Wade is probably going to be out of a job.
Fat Wade. I don't know. I don't think they're guaranteed. Like, I think that Houston was really, really pumped to play the Colts.
No,
week
I think
one.
Texans are actually.
I think they're real deal. Don't get me wrong.
They're the real deal.
But I think Cowboys could get a win. Like, I don't think it's like mortal lock. I'd put it at like 60-40.
Wait. I would definitely take the over in the game.
What is the Cowboys playing?
They're playing. They're being hosted by the Texans, and the Texans, as you saw, are like not a joke this year.
No, the Texans haven't been a joke the last two seasons. They just didn't get the breaks that they were supposed to get to like win the games.
They're one of those teams where if you're not in the area, you're not going to see them at all.
And for the last 2.5 years, I was in the area, so I did see them, and they are a legitimate football team, which is funny because nothing else out of Houston is worth anything.
This is true.
I know. I live there.
Yeah, me too.
No,
Kate,
what?
You live there too?
Yeah.
When?
Back in her stripping, munching carpet days.
77-82.
77-82, huh?
Yeah. Like wow. I said, back in her stripping and munching carpet days.
Back when I was running around naked, around the neighborhood naked.
Oh, well, you know, that happens a lot in Houston. It's hot. You just want to take your clothes off.
But
hot as hell. Well, on that lull, because every 7 minutes there's a lull, it's a fact, I'll bid you all adieu if I can plug something real quick.
Oh, is it going to be your $50 contest?
No, that's over. That's over.
How did that go, by the way? I helped you plug this on Twitter. She had on her website, name the website, give it up.
TheOriginalNixter.com.
Why did you go with Nixter, by the way? It's like N-I-X-S-T-E. Every time I try to tweet you and I'm just typing it in, I screw it up.
It's because it should be like either just an S or an X, but the problem, or not the problem, but the whole Nixter thing actually came the first summer I lived in Cali. It was like my alter ego. And
was it a joke that it was hard to spell? And you're
no,
like, I'm going to run with this and
because
base
Nick,
my persona around it.
No, because people would call me Nix, N-I-X, and then they were like, Nix is going to stir up some trouble tonight. So it just became Nixter. So
That's the worst goddamn thing I've ever heard.
It's like the evolution of J-Wow.
Yeah.
No,
like,
I don't
my
really
name
know.
Is Jenny. Yeah, whenever guys saw me, they said, "Wow."
The fact that you're quoting that show makes me like
that was like
your
the same thing.
Children.
It's like then it became Jenny Wow and then Jay Wow.
No, it was because Nix is going to stir up some trouble tonight, and then I became really obnoxious with it, and then they just started just saying Nixter, and
Nixter.
I just stirred up a lot of trouble.
All right.
A lot of men.
Okay.
But no.
Who won the $50, by the way? It should be me, the amount I promoted that goddamn thing.
I might just send it to you. Nobody can figure it out, and I'm just kind of depressed about it.
Well, it was like these weird, like, esoteric clues. You're like, here's clue number 5.
Well, it's because it was...
It was like Miles Austin getting hit. And I'm like,
no, it was
hell?
Tony Romo getting hit.
Was
listen,
it? Okay.
Yeah. It was kind of supposed to be like a parallel to... You weren't supposed to be able to figure it out till day 5 because it was kind of supposed to be... Because the ex and the ex-best friend got married yesterday. So it was all supposed to lead into being like, he's a douche and she's an... You know.
I'm not saying anything about the story you're telling, but
it's
literally
like,
the other two are texting right now.
No, I'm not. I'm playing with the cord.
No,
I have an emergency.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Allison,
but anyway, somebody in like Montana or something actually won the $50.
Really?
Go Montana.
Yeah.
Like, is there any way to verify it, or could you just give it to me or keep it?
I mean,
better?
I don't know. If they don't send me an address, then I guess I'll just send you the $50.
Why don't you just keep it, right? I mean, like, you're not that affluent. And
well, I should, you know, hand it off to more that are, you know, less fortunate than me, so you qualify.
I thought you said you were rich.
I'm in radio.
You know, exactly. That's how it goes. 50. But no, we just I'm only asking to plug the site because we just joined up with another site. They're actually on Twitter.
Childpornography.com.
No.
Littleboysdicks.org.
No, they're called the Soda Jerks. They actually review like all different types of sodas and stuff. And so they actually just started a new website called Proto Attack, which actually reviews like people. They're like,
am I in the mix at all? Like,
you should be in the mix. You should join our Voltron family. That's it's like Transformers, Voltron.
This is what I want my followers to do. I want all my followers who are into this weird crap to help me get integrated in it.
Well, then let's do it. Let's get you involved with the Soda Jerks and .net and ProtoAttack.com.
They sound like a morning zoo.
It's
can
not.
Can they change their name? Like
it's all about guys shooting ropes into various sodas.
Yeah.
Soda Jerks.
It's all like, yeah, Fanta can really hold a thick rope for hours.
You guys are awesome. I love you.
A&W, however, dissolves it within moments. Disgust.
Make your own float.
Yeah. Yeah, anyone out there, man, if there's any kind of blog ring I need to be on or a podcast, like Butt Buddy, whatever the affiliate thing is called.
Well, then we'll throw you in there. I got people reading my stuff from, like, Melbourne, Australia and stuff.
I got a lot of British people, which is
great. You do have a lot of British people, and then they start to follow me, which I like. I'm going to have to start posting boob pics soon, I guess.
Yeah, and do, like, dirty British, like, their dumb slang, like snogging and whatever.
What is?
So I don't think you should call them dumb.
Dogging.
Dumb slang.
I don't even know what they do.
It's snogging. It's that's like their thing. Is
wait, what was this dogging? Like public sex? Strangers.
God, yeah.
What's the?
My favorite one is bleeding tosser. It's basically like, you know, calling you a butt licker. Like you're a bleeding tosser. Like
bleeding tosser just sounds gross, man.
What's the word for like slag?
Something like that.
Slag off, yeah.
And like when they ask for a fag, they want a cigarette, not an actual gay man to appear.
I learned that. All right, Nixie.
All right, well, you guys have fun. And sorry to, you know, put Kate and Will in the I'm going to text instead of listening to Nixie.
I was not texting.
She was playing with the cord. Will's got an emergency. It's all actually within bounds.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm sorry for sucking.
Get us affiliated with the Soda Jerks.
I will. We'll do that. We'll talk this week.
All right. We'll do lunch.
We'll do lunch.
All right,
you guys have fun. Bye.
Bye.
There you go. Kind of weird. We do recognize her voice at this point.
She's got a nice voice. I like
she
it.
She does. Hold up. Here's Surf Rider. Come on. Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
We're up to 28 votes.
Oh. Yeah, you haven't voted yet. Neither has Will. 29, baby.
I haven't gone on Twitter in a while.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
Busy.
Oh, come on. Like, you're
with
not
work and stuff. Like, dude, I spend like an hour a night emailing mother effers.
I like how we have this with a bed under it.
Whatever.
You can sneak on Twitter, man. It's just not part of your routine yet.
I got nothing to say.
All right. You've been listening to Papa's Basement, the goddamn funniest podcast, number one, baby,
there
with
you
a
go.
Bullet. That's right. Gold or bust. With me today, Will.
Yo.
Kate.
Yeah.
Thank you both.
You're welcome.
Will, are you going to be around for the second one, or you got to roll?
I guess we'll find out.
Okay.
Depends on the events of the universe and how they unfold.
Okay. Website inpapasbasement.com. Please, if you know like any blogs I should be affiliated with, if you know any way to pimp out the podcast, do that. Tweet us at Papa's Basement. Find us on Facebook at Papa's Basement. And send me your money. I don't know. There.
Yeah.
There, I said it. Just give it to me. All right, folks, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.